That's why he picked up his cross, to which he would be nailed. So great his love for us. And that's why willingly we pick up our own. Amen.
Listen to chapel services live weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Morning chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of a broadcast week, live this Friday, February the 22nd. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We provide the soundbites. You provide the votes. That's how it works. We will play the four soundbites that we have picked out from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We think they're pretty good. We want to know what you think, though, so your votes will decide which one should be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote very simply by giving us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. You can also send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get it in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter, our address at issuesetc. The Facebook fan page where we've left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We'll be giving away the LPR bundle package that includes a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. It goes to the listener with the best vote this Friday for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one comes from Rod Dreher of the American Conservative. Here he is succinctly describing the rise and fall of recently defrocked Cardinal Theodore McCarrick.
The thing that got McCarrick in trouble in the first place, that led to the first reports last summer in the New York Times, was a statement by the Archdiocese of New York that McCarrick had been credibly accused of molesting minors. The second shot came when it was revealed that McCarrick had molested a number of seminarians over the years. He was widely known to be doing this. I found out about it in 2002 when I was writing for National Review. I started making inquiries, and McCarrick had a lawyer call my boss, admit that it was true, but say that we want to get Dreher off this story. Well, my boss, to his great credit, did not take me off the story, but unfortunately, I couldn't report anything because nobody who was telling me what happened would go on the record. Point is, this was one of the worst-kept secrets in the church. I found out from other journalists that they had been trying to get to the bottom of it for years, but never could because nobody would go on the record. I was told that a group of Catholic laymen, before McCarrick was named to be Archbishop of Washington, they flew to Rome on their own dime to meet with people in the Vatican and say, you can't elevate McCarrick. He molests seminarians. You've got to stop this. Well, McCarrick got his hat anyway because he had raised over $60 million for the church. That's why just defrocking McCarrick doesn't end this story. They have got to find out how this happens, how somebody who is known to be sexually corrupt, abusing his office like this, continues to rise and rise and rise within the church.
That's soundbite number one, Rod Dreher of the American Conservative on the rise and fall of recently defrocked Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. If you'd like that to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Joel Bierman. Here he is discussing real Christian liberty.
Liberty is the sense of freedom from constraint. In the American context, pretty much in the Western context, this means that no one's going to tell me what to do. I am free to do what I want to do. I can pursue my own desires. So the concept of liberty or freedom is significant because it starts to fill into how we think about all sorts of things in theology. So even the idea that Luther brought Christian freedom, and the whole point of the Reformation is freedom in Christ. And we start hearing that word freedom like Americans, and we assume that means now we don't have to be told what to do. Now we're not obligated to do anything. We are set free. And that's not what liberty means. That's not what freedom means. It's not even what the ancient Greeks or the classically educated people thought it meant. Liberty always had with it the idea of control over self, so that you're not enslaved to your passions, so you're not enslaved to your desires, that when you have control over your desires and your passions, now you are free. So the idea of just freedom to do what you want is not the best understanding of liberty. From a Christian standpoint, liberty would be better understood as freedom to be what God created me to be. And that means freedom to live according to God's purposes. That means that doing God's will, in other words, the law, is freedom, which is completely the opposite of how the world thinks about it.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Joel Bierman on Real Christian Liberty. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter at issuesetc, or just email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Dr. Hadley Arkus, explaining why abortion supporters often refuse to protect even infants born alive.
About 60% of people in the country were against 90% of the abortions that were permitted under Roe v. Wade, but simply didn't know what was permitted. But of course, that was exactly the point of our bill to protect the child born alive. And the strangest part is that some of our own allies, like the late Henry Hyde, didn't see what the utility was. And so they were utterly astonished when the National Organization of Women and other feminist groups came out strongly in opposition to this move to protect the child born alive. The other side understood that bill more accurately than our own friends because they understood the principle that lay at the heart of the thing. They knew that we could raise the question of what is different about that same child 5 minutes earlier, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months earlier. Give us this main point, and we can unravel your position. It goes back to Lincoln on slavery, that they take it as a deep threat when you're calling the rightness of slavery into question. In this case, they take it as a deep threat for no other reason than it makes the moral point that we're dealing with a human being, a baby. The Democratic position now is, in fact, that that right to abortion goes past 24 weeks, past birth, and entails nothing less than the right to kill the child who survived.
That is soundbite number three, Dr. Hadley Arkus, why abortion supporters refuse to protect even infants born alive. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is next. We'll play it for you, and then we'll take a break and start taking your votes for Soundbite of the Week. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain, answering the question, can Christians forgive and forget?
In my first parish, I had this interesting lady. She looked at me with this angry face and said, Pastor, I may forgive, but I'll never forget. Okay, so now let me rephrase that. Someone's saying, okay, yes, I've forgiven them, but I just can't forget it. I can't get over it. There's a huge difference between I hope my voice has relayed the difference. That woman hadn't forgiven. She was just using that as an excuse to make herself feel better about being angry and unforgiving. But when we sincerely and others sincerely say, Lord, help me forgive them. Every day I'm praying that. And people going through a real difficult situation with another human being, a case of divorce or even, God forbid, abuse. We have to let it go. Forgiveness, however, does not mean having no memory of past wrongs. This is right out of the New Explanation. But we ask our Father in heaven to free us from the anger and resentment that may accompany those memories. We relinquish them into His merciful hands and trust Him for healing over time. I think that's a beautiful way of putting it. 1 Corinthians 13, love keeps no record of wrongs. Now, there's a tough one. But whose love ultimately is 1 Corinthians 13 talking about? Not our love, the love of God in Jesus Christ. Does he keep a record of wrongs? He doesn't. That's the good news.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, Can Christians Forgive and Forget? Those are the four sound bites. Now, it's your turn. We're going to take a break, and during the break, it's a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. We'd like to know who you are, where you're listening, and which one you're voting for, especially why you're voting for that soundbite. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next.
Monday's black, Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back, it's Friday, I'm in love.
When God decided to love you, he wasn't content to sort of love you at a distance. He wanted to get up close when that happened, which is why Christ took on human flesh.
Pastor Hans Feeney of Lutheran Satire talking about his presentation at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
But even after Christ ascended to the right hand of the Father, God still wanted to dwell with you through the flesh and blood of his Son. He wanted to be physically present and in the room when he covered you in forgiveness and life and salvation. So that's why he's given his church the Lord's Supper, and that's why we should rejoice every time God comes into the room and invites us to feast on the same flesh and the same blood that won our salvation at Calvary.
You can meet and hear Pastor Hans Feeney making the case for the Lord's Supper at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 7th and 8th in Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have played the four sound bites. Now you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page live this Friday, February the 22nd, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. ETC. We are giving away the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem. The I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Remember, we need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you are voting for. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with that vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. is going to be soundbite number one, Rod Dreher on the rise and fall of Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Soundbite number two, Dr. Joel Bierman on real Christian liberty. Soundbite number three, Dr. Hadley Arkus, why abortion supporters refuse to protect even infants born alive. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain, can Christians forgive and forget? 1-877-623-6943. Michael in Minnesota says, as usual, each of the sound bites of the week are important and timely. Problems persist in every church and church body, and they are not dealt with. Genuine Christian liberty includes responsibility and the need to heed Luther's explanation to the first and second petitions. To be pro-abortion is at its very core to be pro-death at every stage of God's gift of human life. But Reverend McCain gets my vote this week. That's soundbite number four. In this Sunday's gospel, Jesus tells us to love our enemies and do good to them. That's forgive and forget. And in the Old Testament, Joseph forgives and forgets as we should. Pastors would do well to see that in the lessons. May we repent of the vengeance each time we are tempted and then truly forgive and forget those who trespass against us 70 times 7. Michael, thank you very much for that vote, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote where we've left some space for you to do so at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Bryce listens in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He says, wow, tough sound bites. Pro-choicers choosing to postpartum abort for political and ideological reasons rather than recognizing life. A high-ranking clergyman raised to cardinal by the Romanist Church in spite of sexually abusing seminarians because he raised $60 million for the Romanist Church to gain his hat and his seat in spite of laymen warning the church in Rome. American Christians confusing Christian liberty from sin, death, and the devil for antinomian license. The only soundbite providing hope is that just as God in Christ forgives and forgets our transgressions, what we have done and left undone in thought, word, and deed with God's grace and help, we are able to forgive our neighbors, the pro-choicers, the pastors sexually abusing his seminarians, and each of our other neighbors that harm us in their effort to pursue the happiness they think Christian liberty entails, all the while showing compassion to those harmed and calling for repentance of the transgressors. Christians will look quite different from the world that condemns if we learn to forgive as Christ forgave. Bryce, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number four as well. Some other votes come in. Jan from Illinois, she's voting for soundbite number three, Dr. Hadley Arkus, why abortion supporters refuse to protect infants born alive. Those who strive to abort an already born infant, where do they stop in what they believe is their right? Do they kill a child later if the child causes a mother to stress and bother her mental health? It's all murder after conception. Abortion 50 years ago was for the life of the mother. Jan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Aaron listens in Florida. He says, I'm going to vote for Rod Dreher. At the risk of sounding like a conspiracy theorist and a violator of the Eighth Commandment, I would pose the notion that McCarrick had sudden dirt on those around him to keep them quiet, and or around him knew that if he went down that trough, all the little piggies were eating, they would be smashed. We should all pray that he repents of his evil. Yes, indeed, we should. Aaron, thank you very much for those thoughts. Robert in Taylor, Texas says, I vote for soundbite number two. So often we define freedom as being able to do anything unrestrained, but that isn't freedom at all. That is anarchy. And like Dr. Bierman so accurately describes, it's also how we be what God created us to be. Robert, thanks for listening in Texas. According to your votes this week, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number four, Pastor Paul McCain. Can Christians forgive and forget?
In my first parish, I had this interesting lady. She looked at me with this angry face and said, Pastor, I may forgive, but I'll never forget. Okay, so now let me rephrase that. Someone saying, okay, yes, I've forgiven them, but I just can't forget it. I can't get over it. There's a huge difference between the, I hope my voice has relayed the difference. That woman hadn't forgiven. She was just using that as an excuse to make herself feel better about being angry and unforgiving. But when we sincerely and others sincerely say, Lord, help me forgive them. Every day I'm praying that. And people going through a real difficult situation with another human being, a case of divorce or even, God forbid, abuse. We have to let it go. Forgiveness, however, does not mean having no memory of past wrongs. This is right out of the New Explanation. But we ask our Father in heaven to free us from the anger and resentment that may accompany those memories. We relinquish them into His merciful hands and trust Him for healing over time. I think that's a beautiful way of putting it. 1 Corinthians 13, love keeps no record of wrongs. Now, there's a tough one. But whose love ultimately is 1 Corinthians 13 talking about? Not our love, the love of God in Jesus Christ. Does He keep a record of wrongs? He doesn't. That's the good news.
That's winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Paul McCain on Christians Forgiving and Forgetting. The LPR bundle package, let's see. I think it should probably go to Michael in Minnesota. If you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send you the LPR bundle package. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Luther Academy. Luther Academy trains Lutheran pastors and lay people to the ends of the earth. You can learn more about this faithful Lutheran worldwide mission outreach at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the Oscar Awards with Pastor Ted Geese. We'll talk with Dr. Jeff Mallinson about the Church of Scientology. We'll have Pastor Brian Wolfmiller introduce us to the book of Obadiah. And we'll conclude our series on marriage and divorce with Pastor David Peterson. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel, more than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.